before you knew it, the beers were flowing.
Ooh, in the bar. Beer drinkers and hellraisers. Yeah, they were going through so much beer on Granville Mall there that they had to make an emergency order for 300 more kegs. So obviously the pubs and the drinking establishments down there were doing a rip-roaring business.
Oh, wow, that high-pitched heterodyne is hard to handle.
High-pitched. Oh, boy. Rough on the ears. Don't hear it at the moment. I didn't hear it on the input on 694.
Well, you didn't hear that? Yeah. Somebody was transmitting just a high-pitched tone.
High-pitched. Huh.
No, like,
It's coming from outer space.
Something like that. It's gone now, but it was there. But anyway, it's just been an interesting day. Another one. What can I say? They're all interesting these days.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Making the days interesting and making life exciting. There is something going on starting tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, of course. Radio-related stuff, amateur radio at that. Amateur radio field day.
That's right. Yeah. I've been to two field days. The most memorable was with my uncle, where we pitched a tent, and he put up multiple antennas. Many antennas. And, I worked that one. And other than that, that was down by the airfield. The old airfield? I guess that was Richmond somewhere.
Yeah, I believe the Delta Club has theirs near the airport down there. Ladner Trunk Road and thereabouts. And the Surrey Club, I didn't catch where they were having theirs. Bear Creek Park or somewhere. Burnaby, I know, is having theirs right on the Burnaby-New Westminster border, which is 10th Avenue.
Hey, well, if the circus was going to be Bear Creek, I might just pop in.
Yeah, if it's within walking distance of your location.
Oh, it's pretty close to me, James. Yeah. It's just, it's a bit of a drive. I would have to drive, but I would park my car up there somewhere and then just walk into the park. It's a nice park. To tell you the truth, I've never been in it. I've driven by it. So it would be a good opportunity for me to actually enter the park.
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
Yeah, but the chance, if they, that is where they're going to be.
Yeah, if. I'm not absolutely sure. I guess you could go to the Surrey repeater on 14736.
I know. I just thought maybe somebody would come in and say, hey, it's going to be there, or something like that.
Anybody out there in radio land know where the Surrey Club is having their field day? Question mark. Question mark and the Mysterians.
Definitely creating a havoc of activity.
98 years.
Actually, that song was 69 tears originally, but the record company got paranoid about releasing a song with that title, so they flipped the digits around the other way and got 96 out of it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting. As Artie Johnson on Laugh-In used to say, peering out from behind the bushes. If anybody remembers that show, they've been around a while. Yes, So let's see. Somebody out there in Radio Land might know the location of Surrey's Field Day site. I know Burnaby's, I know North Van's is way up on Cypress Mountain on one of the switchbacks going up Cypress Mountain. They've traditionally Field Day site there for a long time. I just heard an APRS burst while I was...
I did too, a burst.
Oh, yeah. I'm in duplex mode, like talking on a telephone, so feel free to talk while I'm talking.
I know, and that is why.
I hear that what's going on the repeater's output. Why?
Something is going on. It's the jammer, not the jammer, it's the, what should we call it? Our little companion, our friend, irritant. Not a jammer, but a juvenile delinquent. Just a delinquent.
Irritant. Actually, it's aliens swimming above there in
an irritant
space station.
An irritant of low IQ.
IQ, it's about the same as the temperature out there, which is, 25 degrees?
It's not bad out there. Hasn't it been strange? Like, we've gone from almost California level temperatures the last couple of days. It's just been beautiful. I like that. But now it's dropped a bit, but it's more to what this area should be.
Yeah, I can live with it. It's not always temperature in X number of degrees. It's humidity out there, too, which can be a factor even on a cloudy day. A touch on the humid side, but nothing severe. Oh, it was right at this period when we had that serious... heat dome when people were perishing left and right. Was that 2020? That really harsh heat dome? I think there was 25 people perishing.
Yeah, that sounds about the right. Yeah, I was going to say, do you remember the real heat wave that we had? It was, that was about, 5 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, well, they called it a heat dome as opposed to a heat wave. It was quite uncomfortably hot. I guess air conditioners were running up to full bore, full max air conditioning. They, seems to me, they had cooling centers around town. They used to post it up in various places. Here are the locations of cooling centers.
Yeah, I mean, this heat we're having now, like, we had a couple of hot days. Nothing compared to that.
Thank you, Mrs. Robot. Let's see. Cooling centers. Yeah, there's one about a kilometer away from me. There was probably a couple around Surrey, several in the metro town area, where you can go and cool it. Although
I don't need any cooling. I like the hot weather. Stuart, Stuart? I'm sorry, I can't remember his call. Stuart STT? I think. SST. Anyway, he likes the heat, and I'm like him. I love the heat. When I lived in Phoenix, Arizona for a couple of years as a kid, I loved it. All I wanted to do was hang by the swimming pool.
Well, Arizona would have a very different humidity level, as would the Okanagan Valley in BC, too. The humidity there is different.
Well, Phoenix is dry, very dry.
Yeah, you don't feel the heat the same way that you do here on the humid west coast. in the Pacific Coast rainforest.
Don't you think it's changing, James? This summer, the way the weather's going right now, it is changing.
The heat is on. There's a song called that. The heat is on.
But what about climate change and all that stuff? Do you think it's maybe shifting a bit, or is it just natural?
Well, in Europe, in France especially, they shut down the Eiffel Tower.
Tell us, girl.
Thank you, Mrs. Robot, for all those digits. If only we knew what they meant.
And tell us, what time is cocktails?
Friendly reminder. Let's see. France has got record-breaking temperatures since records have been kept. They are roasting their shut down the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. And other countries adjacent to France, probably, too. It's a sweat box.
Yeah, I heard temperatures as high as, like, 40-ish. Oh.
Huh. Yeah, if you double it and add 30, you get Fahrenheit. So 40 and 40 is 80, plus 30. Let's see. Oh, that's 110 Fahrenheit. Which is getting up there.
I would say. Is that like, you know, the Sahara Desert or Mojave or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Mojave Desert in California is a hot place. Death Valley lives up to its name. Yep. Hot places. And I got to connect up to the Saskatchewan reflector on the other frequency, because the net's coming up in about 4 minutes.
What net would that be? What day is this? It's Thursday. I have to get my net list out. Where is it? Thursday. Oh, there's Wednesday. That was the ice cap net. That was a wonderful net. Well, that's on Monday. Can't find it.
Okay, the deed is done. I connected the other repeater to the Saskatchewan reflector for the Saskatchewan net, and there will be a net.
It's 8:00 p.m. Victor Echo 7, Romeo Oscar, X-ray.
A net coming up on the Burnaby repeater.
But we're on RPT.
Yes, that is true, but I can be on multiple frequencies all at the same time here with multiple transceivers and multiple antennas. So I can multitask and juggle nets. Going to be monitoring 145.350 megahertz.
Ah, QSY.
The discussion.